ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 13. The horse sacrifice has begun. The recital begins now. A year passed by and the spring gladdened again the hearts of men, and on the full moon day Dasharatha went to the sacrificial grounds to begin the horse sacrifice. He bowed himself low before Vasishtha, even unto the ground, and said to him in all reverence, O Holy One, thou art my guide, philosopher, and friend. Thy words are a lamp unto my feet and a light upon my path. I pray thee to perform for me the sacrifice duly and without the least flaw. No room should be given to the evil-minded Brahma Rakshasas to interfere with it, the materials, the rites, or the deities. On thee rests the responsibility of this grand rite. Well, it shall be even as you desire, rejoined Vasishtha. He then sent for brahmanas skilled in the performance of every kind of sacrifice for the officers of the king and for the servants placed at his disposal to collect the materials therefor, for the makers of the sacrificial bricks and the altars, for the carpenters who prepare the sacrificial posts, ladles, spoons, pots, and other implements, for the diggers of tanks and wells, for skilled accountants, for painters, sculptors, and architects, for professors in the art of dancing and pantomime, and for priests deep in the mysteries of sacrificial art, learned and of pure lives, and said to them, O priests, watch ye every detail of the sacrifice and see that nothing goes amiss. Bricklayers, get ready hundreds and thousands of sacrificial bricks. Servants, erect mansions to receive and accommodate the royal guests, broad and high, proof against wind and rain, and charming residences for the brahmanas, for our townspeople, and for those that come from the various parts of our vast kingdom. Look to it that these are amply stored with provisions of every kind, sweet and wholesome, and with every other requirement. And you, officers of the king, take good heed that you receive everyone kindly and honor him duly with garlands and sweet perfumes. Forget not the masons, the sculptors, the architects, the servants, and those that are set to supervise these arrangements. Never show them the slightest sign of disrespect or neglect, but extend unto everyone your heartiest welcome. Entertain them right royally and let them have everything they want, food, clothing, and money. Keep your eye on every class of men and let it be upon your heads that they go away mightily satisfied. Beware, I say, of offending anyone, be he the lowest of the low, through anger, enmity, familiarity, or avarice. Ever keep before your minds the love you bear to me and to your king, and deserve the same at our hands by discharging your respective duties to your utmost, and without the slightest room for complaint or remark. And they all replied with one voice, Holiest of sages, upon our heads be your orders. We shall carry them out to the very letter. Vasishtha then turned himself towards Sumantra and said, Send out respectful invitations to every righteous king on the face of earth and to the men of note in all grades of society. Do thou request in person the gracious presence of the valiant Janaka, the lord of Mithila, bound to our king by ties of relationship and deep in the knowledge of the Vedas and the Shastras, of the sweet-spoken lord of Kashi, also a dear friend of King Dashrath, of the ruler of Kaikeya, our king's father-in-law, and a paragon of virtue, and his son, and last but not the least, of the thrice-fortunate Rompad, the glorious king of Anga, one of the dearest friends of our master, and send thou to invite hither the kings of Sindhu, Sauvir, Saurashtra, and of the numerous kingdoms in the south, east, and west, and every other royal friend of our monarch. And Sumantra did so. Then the officers, the servants, deputed by Vasishtha to look after the various details of the sacrifice, reported unto him that they had done their work skillfully and thoroughly. Vasishtha dismissed them with this last piece of advice and warning: whatever you give it with a cheerful heart and a pleasant smile. An ungracious gift brings evil upon the giver, our king. Remember and fail not. In a short time, the kings of the earth came to the capital of Dashrath with valuable presents of costly gems and rare articles. Then Vasishtha addressed himself to the king and said, "Noble king, the rulers of the earth are come unto your sacrifice, every one of them, and I have received them right royally. Your officers have made every necessary arrangement for the rite. The sacrificial grounds are ready to receive your majesty and resemble the happiest creations of the celestial architects. May it please your majesty to come and have a look at them." And at an auspicious moment, Dashrath set out for the sacrificial grounds along with Vasishtha and Vamadeva. Then began the great horse sacrifice under the watchful eye of Vasishtha, Rishishringa, and other sages who saw that nothing went amiss. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.